And now we're going to turn our attention back to Chris Evans. And Chris, today, March the 1st, you had put onto our Facebook page for Turnbuckle Trash, and we invite anybody to join that, by the way, some news that involved two promotions that are, I'd say, number two and three in my favorites right now. What's going on there?
Well, Impact and Lucha Underground are going to be merging for WrestleCon weekend, scheduled for April the 1st to the April the 8th of 2018 in New Orleans. Uh-huh. They are going to have a Impact versus Lucha. A lot of the AAA stars, I don't really know some of these guys' name from Lucha because I really haven't seen Lucha that much. Uh-huh. But Alberto El Deprim will be there, Eli Drake. Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner, will be there.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. The Machine, Brian Cage, LAX, Pentagon, Phoenix, Drago.
What about Marty the Moth Martinez? Please, please, Marty, please, please.
No, he will not be in there. No.
Marty, you got to do something, man.
I don't see Marty's name here at all.
Oh, dang.
I don't see Marty at all unless he goes by somebody else.
No.
I got Killshot, Mantez, The Mac, Jack Evans, and many other Lucha Libre sensations.
Well, hopefully Marty's going to be there, yeah.
April the 5th to the 8th, and it's going to be Impact versus Lucha Underground. So and I believe really going to be good for Impact and Lucha because that will really bring up Impact's ratings and bring up the fans more than likely because... Yeah. Two brands merging together, and this is the other two. These two I never expected.
I never did either.
I would have never expected Lucha and Impact Wrestling. Two styles are very offset different, but heck, so be it.
Let's do it, if it gets it.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Cage, the Machine, had been a big star in Lucha Underground, and now he is a major competitor for Impact, so... It does kind of work for me. You know, as much as I would love to go to WrestleMania, I think I would enjoy WrestleCon and not even go into Mania. I think I would enjoy that more, going to all the different events around New Orleans, in and around New Orleans, maybe the smaller independents, and then going to the signing events where you get to meet and greet these people that you just have enjoyed their work throughout the years. And if you remember last year on our podcast right after WrestleMania when we talked to the MK Bandit, he was saying WrestleCon was just a blast. And he enjoyed WrestleMania too, but he said there were several people that actually went to Orlando last year just to go to WrestleCon. And I think that would be me. I think I would enjoy going to WrestleCon and seeing events like that.
I would love to go to WrestleCon. I would skip WrestleMania just to do that right there. I mean, because a lot of the stars from your past will be there. And it's a good way to not just see one brand of wrestling anymore. I mean, you get all kinds. You get Lucha Libre, you'll get Impact, you'll get Ring of Honor, you'll get all the AAA stars and all the events that you want to see. And that's what wrestling needs to be. It doesn't need to be this one big company. It needs to be something that everybody likes. I mean, it's a conglomeration of professional wrestling, and it would be great to see that. And not just the same old thing day after day.
You know, I die, take me to WrestleCon. What I want is I want for WrestleMania to come back to Las Vegas. I want to go down to Las Vegas and stay at our cousin's house, or your uncle's house, or hotel. And
I don't blame you.
Just go everywhere during the entire week. That's what I want. So that's
I tell you what, if they did bring WrestleMania to Las Vegas... Break out the checkbook and get ready.
Break out the credit card for me.
Yeah, break out the credit card and watch it melt right in front of your eyes. So, yes. Congratulations. Well. You're in debt from now till then. Now, to see some of the old stars that nobody really knows anything about, and for the young people that are listening to this show, you need to go see some of the old times like Jackie Fargo. You need to look up these people.
I got to thank your uncle Randall, my cousin.
Uh-huh.
For Christmas this year, he sent me a book called Frequently Asked Questions About Professional Wrestling.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm still reading it right now. It's basically a history of professional wrestling from the Carney days up to current times. It's been fascinating. I would recommend it to anybody. It's FAQ about professional wrestling, and anybody that gets a chance to read it, you need to if you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah, like some of the wrestlers, the Missing Link, the Pringle Dynasty, Percy Pringle. Go back and look for world class champ WCCW. Look for them. I'm telling you, people, if you want to see some excellent wrestling, go back to there. Go back to Memphis.
Yeah, Fury Hart.
Yes,
as a manager, just some great wrestling minds. And then you've got the fabulous Don Morocco, who was also into the WWE for a while. Hawaii Wrestling. Billy Jack Haynes in Portland. Portland is where Rowdy Piper started from. There's been great wrestling stars come from all over the world, all over the country. And, you know, if you're starting to become a fan of professional wrestling, take the opportunity to check out some of the older wrestling on YouTube or on the WWE Network. They have some fabulous older matches on there. Just great stuff.
Here's one for you. Tojo Yamamoto.
Oh, Tojo. he was a Japanese wrestler. He played up the villain most of the time. Your aunt, my mother, actually took care of Tojo Yamamoto in the hospital one time.
Wow. Okay, cool.
He was a patient there. Uh-huh. And even though my mom, thank you very much, Mom, didn't get me an autograph, thank you very much, Mom, she said he was one of the kindest people she'd ever met.
I think either my grandfather's brother, when they had a wrestling in Paris, Tennessee, if I'm correct on this, flicked a cigarette into Tojo Yamamoto's head one time when they had wrestling in Paris at the old Civic Center there in downtown. I think Mom was telling me about it one time when Tojo Yamamoto was there.
Whoa,
I don't know.
Wrong thing to do.
Yes, it was. But look, professional wrestling, people, it's fun. It's a story. But it can also be so much fun to watch. And the old stuff is really good to see. If you want to see some good wrestling, and if you want to see a bloodbath as well, if you like that, you need to watch Memphis Heat and also Memphis Championship Wrestling. And you'll get to see some of the best announcers in the business.
Lance Russell and Davey Brown. Okay, Davey.
Yep.
Oh, great.
Real sharp voice, and every time he would come on the TV, he would say, instead of hello, he would say yellow.
Yellow, everybody, let's get to the action.
And that's when you knew on Saturday mornings it was time to watch wrestling.
Yeah.
As soon as you heard that.
If you want to see some of his best work, the Tupelo Brawl in the concession stand. Lance did do the play-by-play on that.
Uh-huh. That was perfect.
Such a great, great job. So the late Lance Russell, boy, he was a good one. Woof. Man, we ought to put him in the Hall of Fame, too.
That's another one that needs to be.
Oprah would say, everybody's in the Hall of Fame.
It's been a very interesting little session we've had here.
Yeah, it has. And thank you so much for coming up with the idea.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And I can't wait to do the next one. Y'all have a great night.
Well, thanks for the news, Dave. Great stuff as usual. Let's take a final break, and let's get back to and wrap this thing up. But I'm going to sign off because I got to get going, because I've got, we're about to get to what I'm about to be doing next after this.
Okay.
Dave Denton, Ozzy Salveson here on Turnbuckle Trash.
Now it's time to go to school.
You like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
As some of you know, I am going to be a head baseball coach at a new high school here.
Yeah.
Which is
going to
be, thank you, by the way, it's probably going to last year. I'm going to get fired and then I'll be back to doing this.
Good. I mean, no, I was only serious.
Be honest. Yeah, be honest. So my time is going to be mostly spent now starting next week with the baseball team. I'll be on the road a lot and won't be around here as much. I will be here as much as I possibly can for you listeners. I'll be as much here as I possibly can for you.
Uh-huh.
Not much for Zane. and all the time for Chris, because I love Chris. Chris is my man.
Yeah.
So, no, I just wanted to thank you guys so far for listening to us. You guys have been great. I'm not retiring. I'm just taking a freaking long hiatus, it feels like, to go coach a bunch of immature kids.
You are the Brock Lesnar of Turnbuckle Trash. You're going to be a part-timer.
But the crowd loves me.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you to Suplex City.
The crowd, oh, please do. We should have our own fake WrestleMania match and film it. Have Teresa film it. That would be awesome.
Just go for my knee and I'd be down.
No, man, just grab the metal chair and like you know, hit me with it. Dude, we'll make something go. You know, that'd be great. Yeah, we'll have our own little WrestleMania match. Oh, we'll bring Zane. No, Zane will take it too serious. He'll really punch us.
I don't like to get punched. I'm like John Cena. I'm kind of whine about it.
You, if he
you
listens
want my
to this,
shoes?
I know I'm
you are
going to
get
the John, I love you, man.
You. You're going to be crying. Yeah, we'll see who can't see who.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about what they would do to themselves. So
let me know if you ever do come up with
that.
So I'm signing off. AJ Salveson is. Dave and Zane will be back. Dane, hopefully Dane.
Dane?
Dave, yes. They will be back. Dane will be back.
We'll just start calling ourselves Dane.
And then you got Chris in there. So Dane is.
Whoa.
Dane Evans.
Yes, the commissioner
so
of Turnbuckle Trash.
I want money for, and I want to copyright that right now.
Dane Evans, the commissioner.
So, everybody, so long, and I'll hopefully see you sometime down the road, and I'll be able to talk to you soon.
And good luck, man.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to need it. This will be fun.
Yeah.
So, for Dave, or for AJ Salveson, Dave and Zane and Chris, so Dane Evans, we'll be back. So long, everybody.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
So if you're in Florida, California, Jamaica, Cuba, or wherever it is warm, sunny, and green, please do not reply back to me.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Give me a break.
Of that Kit Kat bar.
That's a weird one.
All right, here we go. What's our show called? Yeah.
Oh, shucky, ducky, quack, quack.
Turnbuckle Trash.
You thought TBT meant Throwback Thursday.
Booger Eaters.
So, yeah, they went to Grandma's house a couple of times, and Grandma told them to leave.
I'm going to quote Vicky Guerrero. Excuse me? I want to be a member of the Mistrage.
Our ratings dropped because of you, Dan.
That's
congratulations.
That's why
happy?
I get paid the not-so-big bucks.
Yeah, not-so-big. Obviously.
Oh!
Those were the only two human beings I know in life that if they ate wild mushrooms, it wouldn't affect them at all.
They were in left field, right field, center field, and somewhere nowhere in the outfield.
And under the field.
New car caviar, 4-star.
Ooh. Booger Eaters.
A lot of people ask WWE to do a lot of things to themselves.
That's a weird one.
And thank you to WWE for allowing us to talk about your, at times, crappy products. Everybody eat your mushrooms.
Ah.